This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really like having Andrew Brandt on the show. Involved in so much and has been involved in so much. And I think, like, one of the things that has been interesting to me over the years is all of the people over the years that have screamed and yelled about players, getting paid. And now they are. And by the way, college athletes, you know, football and basketball players in particular, they have annual free agency. In the case of, you know, multiple transfer portals during a season, like two in football, you basically have semi-annual, unrestricted free agency. No athlete professionally has anywhere near what college athletes have right now. And like Andrew mentioned, you know, the House settlement and the salary cap implementation, if it happens, and it looks like it will, is not going to impact the transfer portal. It's not going to impact really NIL. That's a separate revenue bucket altogether. But, you know, over the years, like, the thing to me that was always incredibly misunderstood and very understated, if not ignored by, I mean, big name people, you know, out there who, you know, write about and talk about college sports, was the value proposition all along. You know, without getting paid. You know, they're getting paid now, and I've always felt like name, image, and likeness, there should be some ability to benefit from that. Not the way it's happened with collectives and essentially just being paid directly for maybe, you know, a birthday party show up, you know, once a year. But, you know, I go back, and I've got an example to kind of share with you. If you go back to the 2019 NBA draft, the 2019 NBA draft was led by Zion Williamson, number one overall. Now, Andrew said, you know, even a guy like Cooper Flagg has benefited from playing college football financially, not because of the direct payments he's received, but, you know, what he is viewed heading to the end, how he's viewed heading to the NBA. Zion Williamson had brand recognition. He's the exception to the rule. I would put Cooper Flagg kind of into that conversation, the exception to the rule. The rule, though, is a guy like Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome played point guard at Virginia. They won the national championship in 2019. Ty Jerome wasn't anywhere near a first-round talent or first-round projection before that season started, and really at any point during the regular season. Maybe a second-round guy, maybe not drafted at all. But Ty Jerome, who was playing for a team that was great, that was featured heavily during the month of March, and then ultimately won the national championship, ended up getting selected in the first round. The profile, the draft profile, and then beyond that, the marketing profile and exposure that he got playing college basketball made him so much more money at the next level than he would have ever gotten had he not played college basketball. Like Andrew said, the value in college sports is on the front of the uniform, not the back of it. These players come and go, and now they come and go annually from one team to another. The contract that he signed as a rookie back in 2019 guaranteed him basically $10 million because first-round contracts are guaranteed. You're going to tell me that he could have gotten that, you know, working out with, you know, Uncle Johnny, who was a former, you know, Division III player and played overseas for a few years, or went to Europe and played professionally and made money? No, college sports is still a massive marketing platform for these players. And that was the part for all of those years that for whatever reason, and he said athletic directors and people have been complaining about that, that's the value to the player before they got paid. The value is I'm going to use this marketing platform to get a lot more money than I would have gotten without it at the next level. By the way, I'm not even getting into the jobs that aren't professional sports related that players who are, you know, exposed in sort of a marketing sense in college football, college basketball, end up getting access to because they're well known, you know, outside of professional sports. You put all that together, the players were getting value in the millions of dollars before they started to get paid. It just wasn't studied or quantified to that effect. I mean, room, board, tuition, free training, free wellness, free healthcare, free tutoring, all of that stuff, free coaching, you know, all of that stuff, you know, equated to over, if you stayed for 4 years, probably $500,000, especially if you were an out-of-state student, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood. But the marketing platform could potentially be worth millions versus not playing college sports, because the value in college sports, and it hasn't been emphasized enough over the years, I don't think, is, as Andrew said, on the front of the uniform. These players come and go. The brands are the schools and the programs themselves. Not one single player is Kentucky basketball. Kentucky basketball is Kentucky basketball. Ohio State football is Ohio State football. That's the brand. They are taking advantage of that brand. The schools aren't taking advantage of the player that comes for 2 or 3 years or 4 years and plays for an existing brand.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It doesn't matter. That ship has sailed. Players are getting paid, and they're going to start getting paid directly through this house settlement and a salary cap. But as Andrew explained, the maximum on the salary cap is going to be $20.5 million. But that's only going to apply to the schools that have that money to pay its athletes. And we're talking about Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, you know, the Power Four, the ACC schools, in which the television deals that they've cut for their conference are in the billions of dollars, and the schools are getting a ridiculous sum of money from those TV contracts. And yes, it's the football TV contracts, one, the basketball TV contracts, a distant two, which is why, in addition to football just having many more players and it being a much more expensive sport to support, football will end up getting, Andrew said, on average, 75% of that salary cap, you know, at places that actually have $20.5 million to spend. Men's basketball will come in at around 15%, and then 10% goes everywhere else. I would think third in line would probably be women's basketball at most places, you know, but 10% for everybody else. And what basketball coaches have been fighting for, we just went through it with Kevin Willard at Maryland, is more than 15%. You know, they want more, especially at places where basketball is more important than football, even though there's recognition that it's the football TV deals that are making it possible to sort of get to that top end of the salary cap. But the Tennessee situation with Nico Muliava last week was so interesting because, as Andrew mentioned, the reaction overwhelmingly from college football fans, from Tennessee football fans in particular, is good riddance. You know, you committed. Yeah, the price went up, and you know, if you were a professional, you'd have the ability to hold out. No. As a college player, you can hold out too because they have multiple transfer portals. And yeah, he had committed to another year of football at a much lower number than quarterbacks are getting this year. He probably shouldn't have committed to 2025. He did. But the overwhelming reaction is he's the problem. But he was just taking advantage of the system that's in place. Now, for me, like, I don't know that he's a $4 million quarterback or even a $3 million quarterback. We'll see if another school is willing to give him what he wanted. Right now, there appears to be interest, but it's not sizzling interest in this player, which I'm sure he and the people around him thought there would be. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, trending now, Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins are mutually set to explore a trade. Ramsey is set to receive $25 million fully guaranteed in 2025. Ramsey played in all 17 games last season, tallying just two interceptions. He ranked 16th overall among NFL corners in 2024 per Football Focus. Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders will have their numbers retired by the Colorado Buffaloes. Sanders completed 71% of his passes through two seasons at Colorado and threw for 64 touchdowns to just 13 interceptions. Travis Hunter led an unprecedented Heisman campaign on both sides of the football, racking up over 1,400 snaps in his 2024 season. Last night, Paige Beckers went number one overall in the WNBA draft to the Dallas Wings. There's no real surprise there. The Mystics held three of the top six picks. They drafted with the number three pick, Sonia Citrin, a guard out of Notre Dame, number four, Kiki Iriafin, a forward from USC, and Georgia Amore at number 6, a guard from Kentucky. Tonight, the NBA play-in starts. The Hawks take on the Magic in Orlando at 7:30. The Grizzlies will take on the Warriors at 10. The Capitals will take on the Islanders tonight in their penultimate game of the season at 7:45 right here on the Team 980. And the Washington Nationals last night lost to Paul Skeens and the Pirates by a score of 10-3. Skeens pitched 6 innings, 6 strikeouts, giving up just 1 earned run. Nats Pirates at 6:40 on 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.